Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 19. Well, it seems like the opposition to what they're doing to rebuild the wall, to redefine what it is to be God's people, continues to face opposition. Who would have thunk that? Who would have thunk that when you're trying to be in line with God, when you're trying to be obedient to God and do God's will and do God's work, that you might have opposition and obstacles? Huh, we should expect it. In fact, we should plan for it. And the enemies, when they hear the wall is being rebuilt, again, they're ridiculing the Jews, they're resisting the Jews, they're spreading rumors, they're plotting against them. And they don't play fair. I mean, that's the thing. They're constantly trying to go around underneath. They're not telling the truth. And not only are they scheming to derail and ultimately scheming to harm Nehemiah and this community of faith. They're trying to get a meeting with Nehemiah to really put the pinch on him, to intimidate him, to lean on him heavy, and possibly even kill him to get him to stop. And so they're doing everything, they're working to discourage him. But when you read Nehemiah and you read in chapter 6, you know, Nehemiah takes them seriously, even though he avoids having meetings with them. It isn't like he doesn't take them seriously. He does. And we understand as they accuse Nehemiah of trying to create the opportunity for a revolt against the Persians. You know, it's a baseless accusation. They're making things up, but so often that's exactly what opponents to the work of God do. They make up illogical and untrue rumors. And you can either respond to the untrue rumors or you can focus on your work. The thing to understand is that as leaders and as the church community, we will face opposition, but the battle is won or lost not out there. The battle is won or lost inside our own spirit. Are we at peace with God? Are we talking with God? Are we looking to God? Because we're not going to always win the battles out there unless, and we certainly won't do it unless God is going before us. So, you know, one of the things we find out is that some of these prophets who are supposed to be on the side of God's people actually have been bought off prophets who are corrupting the people of faith. And I think that's always one of the things we have to recognize, is that money has a corrosive effect on our churches. I mean, if money is bad in politics, how much worse can it be if that's a motivation in our churches? And so, you know, the people are fatigued, they're frustrated, they're failing, and they're fearful. Let's talk about that. In verse 14, he says, he prays again. Once again, he's relying on God. And remember my enemies, remember my so-called allies. Lord, you take care of this because I can't deal with all this. So he trusts in God. One of the things to recognize is that the work is done in just 52 days. And why did it go so fast? Because God's hand was upon the people. And because God's hand, based on the prayer life, was on the people, it was on the project. And even though there were many leaders who were compromised, Nehemiah led them forward, and there were other leaders that stepped up. And so he just moves on past them. And lastly, verse 19, he encourages and rallies his people. They refuse to quit, so that it says that in the end, the letter is done. The wall is done and they're finished. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.